You're holding a Sinatonic Dalet Sivov. Come with a Torah and bring down a Sefer Truma with two separate cases. One is a case with a pack with bleus inside. The second case with Ramoshis, Yerokas of the Tzolom, with also bleus inside. In both cases, it's a Mechalik whether the bleus are bleus of Heter or bleus are bleus of Isser. That means the first case we're discussing with a pack that bleus are inside. The question is when to go start the Tana. That means, let's say he first came along, he's Mavashal first Isser at 10 in the morning. Afterwards, he came along in Mavashal water at, let's say, 2 in the afternoon. The question is, when's the clock of Ma'is Leis? We pass can lean the slide off of Basem is Ma'is Leis. The question is, when is the Isser? Do you say, since there was Isser at 10 in the morning, therefore 24 hours, it's going to be 10 in the morning the next day, and if 11 o'clock things get cooked inside the father's motor? Or do you say, no, since the 2 in the afternoon, this went out of the pot, went inside the water, back inside the pot over here. And they have come over and count 24 hours in the case of the water. Come over there, say about Shumma. It says, Negeh to Isser, we count 24 hours from the water. Mash Enkin says, say about Shumma. In the case of Heter, let's say the Heter was also 10 in the morning, same case. And the water is 2 in the afternoon. They would come along and say, no, we count 24 hours from the original case of the Bosser. And you have a Kimto, a police inside a pot. When he count 24 hours, they say about Shumma, the Mechalik, when it's police Isser. First Blias Heter. Second Kimto, the case of Oichel with Blias. You have these Bitsalim, onions, Yerokas, vegetables. You have Blias also Mechalik on this Blias Isser or Blias Heter. If the case is a Blias Isser, have to Meshara discussing the situation of not lack against the Isser per se, against everything. That means, let's say the Isser is a Gezayis, the Yerokas and Bitsalim are 10 Gezayisim. Meshara against everything over here. Mashenke, the case of Blias Heter. I mean, let's say inside the Yerokas, you have a case of a Gezayis of Bosser, what to Mishai when it falls inside milk over here? Mishai against the Blias of only the Bosser, not all the Yerokas. So it comes out again, the second example of Chilk of Isser Reseter is Blias inside the case over here of Eichel. Come on, Mechaber, and he only brings down the second case, the Blias inside Eichel, does not discuss the first case of Blias inside the Gdera. However, this idea of Blias inside the Gdera had to Mishai. The idea of 24 hours from when the clock start, that we already had in the Mechaber and Simen Kuf Gimel in Sif Zayin. And the Mechaber also brings it down in Simen Kuf Chobez in Sif Dalet. Over here, the Taz brings it down by Kitzer. However, the Shach decided to discuss it over here in Sif Kuf Chobez by Rechus. So the focus on the Shach's points over here, what comes out, and how he wants to argue on exactly what's going on over here in the Beis Yosef, Shah of the Torah. Okay, so we have a case over here of Yablis inside the Kedero. The question is, what's the svar to Mechalik? Why at least of Heter, or saying the Loch, we go back to the original aspect, the case of Bosser? Mashagin, by the Blias of Is, we go after the Mayim. What's the svar to Mechalik? Says the Beis Yosef, shot in the Torah of the Seva Truma. Why? Mishal the Sugi of Chanan. The gate of the Sugi of Isser, what happened when in 10 in the morning? It comes out into the left inside the water. We're Chananing the water, so what goes back inside? The water with Isser inside. Therefore, the clock starts all over again into the afternoon. We know the ABC of Chanan by Heter does not apply. No Chaticha Naslavela by Heter. Therefore, what happens? The water comes out into the boss comes out inside the water too, goes back inside, but so what? There's no Chanan over here. Therefore, go back to the original Zman of 10 in the morning. That's before the Yisrael of Machlokes says the Beis Yosef. Building upon this, therefore, when Mechaber brings down Loch Lamais and Simon Kuf Gimel Sif Zayin, is not contrasting the loch of Heter versus Isser, he contrasts and says, in the case of a Bosser B'Cholov, and then he did water afterwards, and what's the loch of? We'll say the Sugi of Chanan will count for the case of the water. Masha Enkin, Shari Isser, all case of Isser will count only for the Zman of the Isser, not from the water. That means he took the Hizavon of Shan, the Sefer Shumo, brought on the Kimta, not the situation of Heter, but it's a case of Shari Isser. He brought down my boss of a cholov when at 10 o'clock. Mamish boss of a cholov. At 2 o'clock was the case of we have water. That's the case of Chanan, because according to him, it's Chanan boss of a cholov to water. Therefore, he kept the water. Mashach and Shari Yisr. Come on, the Shach, he has two problems with the Savona in the, say, Vachuma, the Smak, the Torah, and how to apply it in the Beis Yosef. Number one, he says, in fact, he wants to say that Torah is being now say Vachuma, but not speaking of Chanan. The Torah did not hold Chanan by Shari Yisrim. So how can the Torah bring down the Sefer Shumah b'chal Shari Yisrim verse Heter? There is no Chanan by Shari Yisrim according to the Torah. Beismir on the page over here, when he's close, he says there's no good teretz over here. There's no teretz. The second problem, he says, you want to take a halacha l'maisa, in case you have lost b'chol v'atan, you have water at 2 o'clock. What is the lovedness of chanan according to the mechaber? We have a case of heter with heter. You have boser v'chol, gets cooked together, you have new chalish shem isser. Mash egg and shari isser, you already have an isser, cooked with water. It's not a sugya of tam. What is basa b'cholov that really is also? It gets cooked now with water a couple of hours later. Is that chenan of basa b'cholov, or is that chenan of shari sur? Which one is it? It says the shach apisvar shavoy. There's no heter b'heter over here. What is it? It's basa b'cholov that came also. Now the is going inside water, getting mixed with other. That's called shari sur. Therefore, how in the world can you basically say apply to locha? And you may say from the whole Khanan by Shari Serum, the idea of Basim Cholov at 10 and the water at 2 is not Basim Cholov of Khanan, it's Shari Serum of Khanan. And if he wants to argue this, not the Avon of the Sefer Shemot, and wants to disagree with the Mechaber, it is Avon of the Sefer Khanan. So, how does the Shach and the Sefer Shach and the Sefer Shemot? So, that's why it's coming. So, the Mechaber took only by Basim Cholov at 10, called Gimel Sev Zayin. Because he holds the Nochna Bashar Yisur. So the Shach, he comes up and wants to answer that the Yisrael 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 has nothing to do with Hanan. Yisrael Yisrael is a sugya of Napanat. We have a Chal called Napanat di Tero, once it's a Sekhna, Lamais, it's Motor. However, by Napanat di Yisur, or Sayyid Yisrael 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 Yisrael, there is no Heter. That means you can go from Nat to Nat to Nat to 100 Nats, you still taste it, the Gair to Yisrael, Lamais, it's still also. Why? Because the Gair to Yisrael of being Kolosh, Tom Kolosh, applies by Heter, Mice is not applied by case of Isser. Therefore, what the Sefer Shuma means, you have a case over here where it's a case of Bosser that goes inside the water at 2 o'clock and goes back inside, it's Kolish. Therefore, it counts as man of the Heter, the Bosser. Masha, given the case of Shari Serum, goes back, goes into the water, goes to the water back inside the pot over here, so true, the Mice gets weaker, but who cares? Not by not the Isser, it retains the shame of the Isser, and therefore we stop the clock to get to Isser. By the case of the water, and not by the 4 hours earlier, by the case of the Isser. That's a Shach's Malach. How do you answer the Mechaber? The Mechaber is saying an awesome Chiddush over here. He's saying, Bosom Chalv in water, he counts the Bosom Chalv as man in the water. It's saying, Chanan by Shari Yisur. So it says, the Prim Gadim, a couple of places, one he says over here, he says that, Ein Chanami, Api the Seich Shemot, it's not Heter Beheter. But he came over the Mechaber, and he made Achok, and all Chanans with Bosom Chalv, it's nichol sugim chanan. I mean, the gam you're right. It's not heter b'heter. Bos b'chol with one afterwards is issa with heter, but it is bos b'chol. So came on chazal and they made it again in our chotzov here. Again, there is no heter of chanan. Even according to the mechaber, was bos b'chol in the case of one afterwards. Now, if meaning the gear to us, we say the loch is by shari sirm. We say lach b'lach, but we have seen where we can be mekel. Can you be mekel when it's possible b'chol with one afterwards? So what's the mechaber being machmer and saying the ger does also want a better? That means again, obvious inside a pot. That has a case of b'chol and water, which in case of lach b'lach, you might think we make b'chol with machmer. No, it has a pramed and klom and gedorim like chnan of b'chol b'chol. Again, it's not the mika din chnan of b'chol b'chol. It's not heter b'heter. It's not deraiso. It's a chofish boy. But today we do not have this heter. Could we have the chokho by Basa B'cholov that we do say Chanan, in common case we have water and it's heter v'isser? The Shach is coming to argue. I'm saying not like the Shach. Yeah, but he said also in the Kuf Gimel, and that's you want that way, like I answered. That's how I say. Certain people on the right say, well, the Aloch is a more stronger, some say a little weaker. Well, the Yom Shalom is always strong. People go always like Ulay Tzarki and everyone goes like a Pesachim. Each one has their style. Aloch Lamaisa. So when you look at Gimel over there in Sev Zayin, the rest of the Mechaber is putting together four separate sugyas we discussed over there. We have the sugya over there of do we say first the Yisrael way that do we go after the water? The start the clock all over, and Machlokes Rishonim, the Sefer Truma says it does start all over. In the case of, let's say, of Shari Yisurim, Mashiach and the Smack wants to argue because Ein Hanesel Chaim Ame Yisur. So this whole Sefer Truma is Machlokes if it's true or not. Second, over there, the Rishonim bring down, the place coming down, what is the Gedder of Bas Yegmai? Is the Gedder like Rashi, Toysus, Lina, Slido? they get like Shari Shari in the case to get him an Eish Lais. A third thing is brought down over there is the definition of a Chanan. 2 points. Number one, is Nusay Chanan by Shari Surim also only a Basa B'Cholov? Even say by Basa B'Cholov, what's Basa B'Cholov with water? Is that Chanan? Is that a case of Chanan? And we have a fourth thing to discuss, Napnat Yisur versus Napnat Yitera. Those are the four intertwined sugyas, and answer one question over here. How to settle over the clock? Just make it simple and negair to us. We'll take out the sugya of Dinas Laila. It makes things very confusing. Just a look at how do we pass in the negair to this question. If you have a case without Dinas Laila, Meis Leis. Just a case over here. You have a case of Bos of Cholov and water or Shais and water. What to go do? Halacha Meisa, there are four Malach among the Gedolei Achreinu. How do we pass in? The Mechabal Meisa, he pass is very simple. He said, Bos of Cholov, we go for this man of the water. Shari Yisim, we said, we go after this man of the Isser. Why? Very simple. By Bos B'Cholov we have Chanan. By Shari Yisim we don't have Chanan. The Mokot is further over there in Kuf Gimel Zazayin. It says, yes, I agree with Bos B'Cholov we go after the Mayim. Why? Because it says to give Chanan. But Shari Yisim, I say, to be Machmal, less is the case of a Hefzid. Why make it by case of a Hefzid? Because you have a Tziruf. That's every case is a Bli over there. It's a Lach Machmal Hefzid, but we can't be Mekel. Why not have Sumubo? Also, the smack argues. So, once you have a smack with the lachlach have Sumubo, we'll make him a mock mapstead. That's the second sheet of that Shamal. A third sheet, they come up with Pichodosh and the Arachayim Kodosh, the Pitoyar. They come up with say, we always go after the Zman of the Bishul of the Isser. We always go after the early Zman of 10 o'clock. Why? Because they kind of look is there is no Chanan by Shari Serb, not the Machabashito. And they hold Bachal with water with the Shaks Kasha. There's no Chanan over here. If they argue, say, we always go after this man of the Isser. At Sadri V, the Shach and the Chavadask over, we always go after this man of the water, why is Napanat Yisuro? By possible Chol is Napanat Yisuro, but it says Napanat Yisuro. That means it comes out, what do you do? Those say, always after this man of the Isser, Rechonish B'Toyer. Always after this man of the Mayim, Chavadask and the Shach. But Mechalik, whether it's the Mayim, Ishar Yisum, or possible Chol, Mechalik says, by possible Chol, go after the Mayim. By Shari Sum, go after the case of the Isser. Ramah says the same thing with Moisav. By Shari Sum, we go after the Mayim. Less Mokhm Hefzid. Those are the four Shittos. They point out that the way the Shach and the Sadim Shach and the Sefer Chumo is very different than the Beis Yosef for the mess of Naftarino, and basically the Isser has a kasha on the Shach. The Beis Yosef is saying, what's Pshat? Everyone read it very simple. The Isser goes out of the park, goes inside the water, and Michana. Now this water, 20 kazesim, goes back inside the pot. So we have that 20 kazesim of Isser inside the pot. We're Mishar what? 60 times 20. Right, we always Mishar with everyone inside. That's simple. According to the Shach, there is no Chanan. We only left the side of Het the Napanat Yisiro. Therefore, it should apply to the Klal of Fi Hamadumo. That means we have a Taz and Simitonic Beis of Kot and Chav Dalet. Bring down the side of Fi Hamadumo. That means, for example, you have a pot that holds only one kezias, and you cook inside of it, let's say, a kezias of chazar. So fine, say, a kezias of chazar inside right now. The next time, you come along and you cook inside of a water of 20 kezias. 20 kezias. That's a little example that the Buddha says over. The Buddha says 20 kezias. Now what happens? The kezias of chazar goes inside the water. There is no chanan. Mispash b'shavo. And now kezias goes back inside the pot. Kezias of what? Of 1/20. That means now you have inside the pot that holds one kezias, 1/20 of Isser. The next time you cook something, how much do you have to mishar? You have to do 60 times 1/20, meaning 3 kezias the second time. So it comes out that according to the Shach's idea, not but not Yisur, there's no chanan, you mishar the fiyam adumo, will come out the next time you eat 60 of whatever went back inside, which is only 1/20, which is 3 kezias, which it says every time you're going to have your pot 60 times the amount. So it cannot never be us over here. They were saying the whole idea of the same about Shumar practically usually does not apply over here. Because we're going to Fiyam Adum by the case of Isser over here. And they were, in fact, a place, the Nebbi Huda, Kiregir, the people who have this problem also, they discussed one of the world, the Shach, not only is he not really gaining Shad over here, he's really saying that Lok should be always mut over here, could go to the Fiyam Adum. Now you could answer, what? If you don't have Kanan. Now you could answer, well, let's say, I can give you a Kimto. Let's say the pot holds 100 kezesim. And what happens over here, you have one kezesim of Isser, one inside. Okay? Second time, put one inside, 20 kezesim. So now you all Chanan 20, no Chanan, but all 21 goes inside the pot.
We said over here that the fiyama duma only goes when it holds a certain amount. It holds more. Everything goes back inside the pot. So you still left one gazayas and one gazayas. Just the, and if we count 24 hours, that's, then we count 24 hours from the water. The problem is this, api metzias, no one takes a massive pot and cooks a little bit amount of food over here. Just usually it happens that it'll always be the other way around. Right? The pot is, you have to take a massive pot, cook a little bit over here. It doesn't happen that way. Therefore, it should come out that I feel this, chen l'fiyam adumo, in fact, our friend before the shach, he's coming out a massive kula, or to argue on the sefer truma, if you don't say chenam. I mean, the shach does say chenam. Will come out that, again, very simple, you have a pot of gezayis v'chazer, and you cook gezayis v'chazer. Next time you have 20 gezayis in the debudo, next time you only eat 3 gezayis v'vakel. So what is the shach saying over here? Elgin, tell me, who says you say l'fiyam adumo by Yisr? Maybe only say l'fiyam adumo by case of heter. But that's Shach's case, we have in Tzadik Beis, it's Heter. We discussed the Tzadik Gimel by case of Heter. Who said to say by case of Yisr? So the crazy of being a chlorayo. The Bein Ephraim says, we do not say Chinan by Shai Yisr. Bein Ephraim. The reason is Mekor, Tais of Exana, and Kuf. Now Kuf. The Mekor is, why can the clay Midian went to Muhammad, you have this big pot, how to go makshir within 24 hours? Well, according to Shach, how do you makshir it? It's not Benat Yisr. Goes in, goes out. What do you gain out of it? How do you makshir a big pot according to the shach? Elmai, how do you do it? It's very simple. You put inside a certain amount, let's say it's a amount that's not possible to shishim. Fine, but still it's 1/20. Now it goes back inside. Now it's to mevatel the second time is only 60 the fiyam adumo. That's what Tosfos must mean over here. According to the shach, there's no way kashi kli iser. Let's do it twice. I do it twice, it must be the same, not the same amount of Isser. One time it comes out to Isser, the pot holds 10 gazasim. You don't hear 100 gazasim. One out, back inside, it went down the field of over. And then, gosh, the second time it's much less the number. Then again, it's a bigger error on the Shach that according to his Avono, the field of Dumo is very hard to understand what the kibd exactly of the Sefer Truma is.
It does mean
what? The field of Dumo does, yeah, but not an Isser Heter. But I can't, this is the first sugya, the Torah example of Sefer Truma. The second sugya, Blias inside a Eichel, that'll be a Maisel Mechab does bring down. That means the case of here, of Yorkas and Betzalim, you have onions and vegetables over here, that you have a case that you're Blay inside of a case of Basar. And you want to put inside a pot of Chalavi, and the look is Shishim versus Basar. Mamshech the Torah, Mashaiki Bashar Yisurim, then you have to Mashar, what can I get the whole entire Yorkas, the whole entire Betzalim. Mechab does not bring down Masha Enkein by Shari Yisur. Why? You don't have Shari Yisur, so give Chanan. So why is Mechab bring down Zalocha for? Why is bring down Zalocha? So the Shach, there's a difference over here. It explains the Chodokov Gimel, because let's say it's Bilei Abosar, and it's Bilei Cholov, they have to Mashah against the whole entire thing. That means over here, it's only Bilei one thing, only Cholov, so the case of here needs Shishim versus case of over here, the Cholov. Or the case of here, the case of Bilei Abosar, you only need Shishim versus the Abosar. The Shach Mamshech says that's the gear to the Mechaber, gear to us, the Ashkenaz. We pass Chanan by Shari Yisurim. Then the obvious chiluk over here is the gear to Bosser, Meshar, only the Blias of Bosser, not the whole type thing. Mamshech came by Shari Yisurim, Meshar, the whole type thing over here. Now, when we have this case over here with this Mitzal and Yorkis over here, this play of Bosser, he puts out his pot of milk, you have Shishim. When you have shishim, what's mutter? Saying it's mutter. What's mutter with shishim? So vader, you have over here this soup over here that the onion put inside, you rock on one side, you have shishim. The soup is mutter. The whole entire dish is mutter. There's the onion itself mutter. That means the onion will blay over here, a case of basar. There's the onion itself of maisa mutter in this kedera chalavi. So, really we have the question again, simkuvav. Over there discussed the sugya of efshel seichtai. The first one, Maisa, be Machsher Eichel. Is that Gullah Ba'ichel? Lash Pirega Gullah Ba'ichel, other than Efshel Eichel. Over there came out, by Negeti of Shishim, still the Issa stays inside, and that peace always stays also. That's very Paskin. The peace stays also. Negeti Heter, you say also that stays inside over here. Negeti Heter, you say this is the Issa inside, and now it comes out. So the Shuva, Maram Lublin, Simchov Kass, he brings down the Sherlock, he asks the question. The person took a knife, and he cut it over the, took a piece of meat, to cut it with a flesh knife over here. And the question was that he put it inside a tafshul shalchalov. The situation was he had Shishim versus Ben Salim, but yet the Shaul says that Ben Salim was not in the Nibuach mixed inside. You see it over here. And the question was that Ben Salim now Balea, Basar, and Chol. I mean, had Basar from the knife, has Chol now from over here, the pot over here. What's the Lachol? So Maram answered back and said over here, since it's Bash B'Shel, it goes to look like everything, the onions itself are Maisa Motor. I mean, even though also the onions have before now the bleas of Basar, and now gets bleas of Chol, it's Bash B'Shel, therefore the onions are Maisa Motor. You can eat them, no problem. Therefore, we saw in Simon Kovov, the Gilim HaShavla brought down a Taz in Simon Tadvov, and the Shachal, he has the Kot and Chav Gimel, exiled this Maram Lomblim and said, Maisa, the onions are Motor. Maravram, Pri Chodosh, and Bikin Apash, Pri Godesari, Pri Godam, Shalom Kogar, Chavistaz, Chach Masadim, or Chashulchan, Yad Huda, others, or Chashulchan, Yeshlodim, but others. Maisa, God, those who want to argue, the creation wants to agree, and tries to eat Kasiya. But Maisa, the strong point, Bik want to be make clear, say there is an extra search that Philip negate to Heter, not negate to Isser. Now, you could ask, what's the Sora? Why by Shari Sir, which the extra search is also, and a Golem here, there is a Golem. So the reason I explained over there why is Efsa Sarta also? We have three reasons, but two main reasons. One is because once it's Chal Shem Chalos Isser, you can't knock away the Shem Isser. Here there is no Shem Isser. Chalos Sarta. Or we have the way how the Mechaber said over up here one of the Rajbas, that why? Because when you go inside to take it out, it leaves it behind a little bit. And therefore, not by not negate the Hetter once Chalos Shem Mutter, not by not negate Isser Chalos Shem Mutter. So the gate to Isser, it's true, it mostly comes out, but not everything comes out. It's Kolish. Kolish has a heter, by heter, it does not have a, it's not permitted by the case of Isser. Then by Isser, we'll say the local extra sector is also and a gold by Mash ain't in the case of heter. Now, how far to take these, this is strange by that the onions of my son water. That means the Mechavis case over here is you have this thing over here, this onion, that bleeds a bosser, went into a keder chalevis. And went to a pot where that, the, not there was milk over here, but there was a milky pot, and the bleas that are milk inside the pot. What happens if you put this onion that has bleas of water straight into a pot of milk? Maybe it's lechalik. Why? You say over here, you have this onion with bleas of water, and it has bleas of cholov. Let's come on, over here the onion. Maybe the onion might stand by itself. Therefore, kalam kiveger. He quotes on the Shulchan Aruch and he says, "Let's be medayik the mechaber. Mechaber the kibtus dafgul and kedeya chalavi. Masha inki in a case over here where it's kedeya has chalav inside. Yishal chalak by kedeya chalavi. It's not the teruah before it goes inside the onion where he went through. It came into the water where it's not the teruah. We cook it inside milk over here. What happens? You chenan onion. You have leisa basa, leisa chalav. And then once chenan it, the halacha should ask everything around it. Then Kivayga starts with saying, 'So medayik the mechaber.'" This heter of the but Solomon only get the keder chalavi, and not the keder that has milk inside something right now that's boiling hot. However, his mamshach, it says, I have two problems against me. Number one, Maram Lublim, his case. His case, he said before, was a tashul shal chalav, mamshach chalav over here. He, the mice, still says the onion is water. That's what tashul shach mice are bringing now. Second, it says, this is Ramal that way. Simon tanakei is the base. Now, you look up the Ramal, Ramal discussing after he had the three aterium. He said, the case of Olu, Klishlam, and Enim, and Yemai. He says, well, but let's see, Mabash, and Dabach, Harif. Something that's sharp over here. Even though it's Enim, and Yemai, what's a locha, Im, Ochlo, Bacholov, if you eat it with milk, feel with the evidence, if the Shishim, feel with the evidence also, let's see the case of Shishim. Against the boss over here. Now, if you ate a Bacholov, it is also, unless you have Shishim negative boss. I mean, if you ate a Bacholov, that's, you already ate it already. So, how can you also ready? So, Nua Shulchan Aruch on the side point out the correct Gersa is Bishlam Chalav. Whether they have the Gersa or not, it certainly means Bishlam Chalav, that's also unless you have Shishim on the Basar against it. That means you cooked it with milk mamish. What happens? You have Shishim on the Basar against it, then the mice is Mutter. So you think the Guva Dover is Mutter, even though it's Bleas of Basar, Bleas of Chalav, from the Chalav itself, in Bishlam Chalav. So some Kiregir, I'm against me, Aramah, I'm against me, Maram Lublim. Later point out, a third makar, this halacha is brought down over here by the shach. The shach brings down again in the Kursi Kessel of Simon Tzadik Vov, and the Taz brings down in Simon Tzadik Vov. The case in Simon Tzadik Vov is the same with Kimto. We have a basari, a thing, you have an onion cut with a sack and chalavi. And over there, the lashon of the mechaber is not cooked in a milk pot. The word of the mechaber is, with milk mamish, And over there says the Taj and Shach and Beis Lechem Yehuda and Lechem upon him, still the Rambam's case on his mutter. So true over here, there's a nice deer, when Chabi Vav where it says it, the case of Bishlam B'chalom, and the Chayinim Galachem still saying Mais it's mutter. Therefore, since we have Maram that way, and we have Matanakai, and the Chayinim saying the Sinim Tanakh that way, it comes out that it sounds like people are saying, what I'm saying is a cash against me. He ends off with a duck. I'm not sure what duck is. Vaduk is I'm wrong. Vaduk is Avakasha. Vaduk is something. Vaduk something. Very clear. Sounds like very clear. Maisha should be Mutter. Gam he has a host of Maisha. Why should be also? I'm not sure what Vaduk is. Maisha, the place of Maisha, I'm not Mechalik. Whether it's Kedera Chalavi or Kedera with Chalav inside, either way, the other Maisha is Mutter. What is the side of the Shail here? Why should be any different when you have a pot with police inside? Where it's a case over here where you have Chalav Mamish. So now I'm going to get involved. Because the sugya of Mekusher. Mekusher, something connects one thing to another. We have number. We have a sugya in Chulun, Dr. Chesan Bey, is a good discussion of a case of Bosser that falls inside a vat of boiling hot milk. The Gemara says, what's going to happen? Then the milk that went inside the Bosser will chanan the Bosser, and now whatever comes out to Meshar Shishim gets the entire piece of Bosser. That's we have a lot of our time, Simitzan Bey, of Aleph, that the Bosser stands by itself, will chanan it. You have to do shisha versus the boss over here. We have another locha, tibas chalav, hit the outside of the pot, connect the oichel. What happens? You would starve the pot, the oichel, against the tipa, maisa, everything over his mutter. We don't first chanan and take everything out, we starve everything. So the question that Chaim is, Shemitashin is, why but the boss does stand by itself, masha inke, and stand by itself, chanan again, then we're going to have to mashah shisha versus the boss, masha inke, the case is kidero. As the bliya, we're not saying there stands by itself. What happens? If the shishim, the food inside, you're mad. Why? Just like I'm saying the boss stands by itself, chanan, the shishim versus the bosser, say the gdair stands by itself. You have chanan it, and then the shishim versus the gdair over here. So why is it different the case over here of the kli versus the case of the bosser? Said the Shubhash Tadashim. What's the mechalik with the case over here is kalim versus oichel. By kalim, we have the sugya of kosher. By Eichel, the Lachas, we will not say, once Mechus and Chosai, we won't say the Sigur Mekosher, we'll say it stands by itself, we'll command it, things that come out. That's the Chavadas, we bring it down to some dark face, come to the Eichel, which Kalim, the Sigur Mekosher. And if it comes out, it's very good over here. They get to Blias, what happens over here, we'll say it's Mekosher over here, no Sigur Mekhanan, if it comes out, the come to Mekal. Mashen came to a case of, you have an onion with cooking time milk over here, just like the Bosser will say the law of what? We say it stands by itself, what Chanan the Gemara says. Then you have the Nishishim versus the Bosser. You also, well, the onion has Blias of Bosser, Blias of Chalav, with Chanan and Nishishim versus the onion. That means the Chorim, Makorim, Kiregin, Mim, Chalak, and Blias versus Gulladover. And by Makushi, we'll only say about the Sigin Negev to the situation of Kalim, not negate the situation of Negev to Eichel. Have you answered back now why the place comes in Nakal Kiregin? Create a Chloraya. It's Tibas Chalav, case of. Of Bosser, before Shusikir. So the Archivotum is Yad Yehuda, there's a Badai Shulchan, Malach Tzeo from the Chaznish. He did not say the Chilgul over here is Kalim versus Eichel. He wants to make out whether it's Eichel versus Blias. Meaning, in the case of here by the Betzal, by the Rokis, what do you have over here? You have Blias over here. A what? Blias of Bosser. And I won't put it aside, Blias of Chalav. The Yet to Blias, everything's connected. I'm saying the Gemara's case is Bosser, the Mahusa Bosser. What's the boss you're putting inside of a chalav? It's mamoshes over here. It's be'en over here. It's mamish there. There it stands by itself. What stands by itself? The boss stands by itself. So you want some chalav by a path of blias, by the under the case of blias. There we'll put everything mice together over here. And therefore, we'll say the loch is, if the shisha mice, everything's mutter, even the only mice is mutter. Masha, you want the kufa dova, the mamoshes over here, the be'en mamish, that must stand by itself. And then you shisha, where's the boss over here? Practically, what you do with Maram, so I spoke at one time a case, we had a situation over here where a person in Maisi makes a wonderful case of chicken soup. I have this Maisi from Sol Reisman example. A person makes chicken soup with vegetables inside. Friday night, everyone eats it, geschmack. There's left over some vegetables on the bottom. The person watches Shabbos, picks up the vegetables and eats them. Do you have to wait 6 hours? Yeah. Rather, Tashal Bosser, it's only that submitting, we wait 6 hours. The Rebbe doesn't want to have the vegetables. You know what? Some vegetables left behind. I'm making vegetable soup. Take some of the carrots out, some squash left behind. I'll put it inside this vegetable soup. The vegetable soup is 60 times versus the vegetables over here. They took from the chicken soup. The husband comes home Sunday night. Fresh vegetables. What I over here. Oh, this carrot I see. I recognize it from the cholent. I pick it up and I eat it. You have to wait 6 hours. You have to wait 6 hours. Comes out, we're saying, Zagolo, Ba'ichel Behatr. No Eshel Sechel is over here. Mice is water. It comes out, what's going on? Maremu Blim, the onion is water. We're saying over here, what? The carrots are water. There's no problem here. If a person will not wait 6 hours. Sorry? Yeah, powerful. Yeah, you have fleshix, whatever you want, milfix, whatever you want. Now, in this halacha, we're saying we have to matter it. So, Kirega does bring down a question: do you say this same is starting to get to the sigil of Kavosh? And you might say he wants to be machmir, sends a mark of homes to talk from Zion. The reason why he wants to be machmir expands the Chalk of Zodim, but Kavosh does not work the same way as Bishal. Bishal might have to come out, and kosher. By Kavosh, seems to work a little bit different. Not if he comes out, might stay a little bit inside, they become a to be machmir. Next sigil, Sif Zion. Sigil of Asakil over here. That means we know, till now, we've been learning for quite a long time, that the way of transferring taste is really through heat. That means if it's not heat, then it's lich, kiresayach, you know, it's kavosh, kumavoshal, kavosh is the case of bishul over here. So we have a signal of heat, and things that are built off the side of heat. Come on, we have a new idea over here, attracting through the signal of sakin. Dufna sakino. Now, why is it brought down over here? So pasha is the hemshach of the signal. The Gemara Kufi Alpha Beis brings down the sugya of Napanat, Dogmush Olu Bakoro, is mutter to eat Bakutach. The next line, the Gemara Mamshach, it says, have it snowing, that's cut with a sack in Bessari, is also with Kutach. So the reason why it's brought down over here, because that's the flow of the Gemara, there's mutter with Kutach, with Otsu Bakutach, leave with the sugya of Duchas Sakino. That means the Gemara speaks out very simple, it's not, you have snowing, we have rash over here, that you came home to a cut, the Gemara says, handing with snowing as agrov to Chuv Kapola. And therefore, the loch is also ipakutach. Explains Rashi, what are we worried about in the gate of Sukkot of a sakin? He says two separate problems we have on the sakin. Number one, we have by other sakin, the shamnunis, that's korosh alof, it's congealed on top of it, that's the filament on top of the knife over here, some be'en over here, and therefore this be'en will go on top of this thing over here. Therefore, it's not a case of not by not. Sukkot of be'en mamash, therefore cannot eat with kutach. The second thing is, he says, Bishum the churf of balatrei. And therefore, he says, this situation, the act of duch and the sakino, what happens? Paul sakino bolot zainin. Because the pressure of the knife will come out from the sakin, go into the zain, will not have the head to nap, but that's the case of one night over here. The pressure of the knife. That means Rashi says, by a knife, you have two separate problems you always have to deal with. Number one, you always have to deal with the shamnunis, the filament on top, the end over here. The second problem is the bleas inside. Bleas inside, you have to worry about. Now, Rashi's words are, act of duchko. Sakina. Where did Rashi get the idea that we know that duchas, the sakina, is worse than any other case? Where's the makar for that? So the shachal we have examined, the sugin chul na chesam beis, the Gemara discussing, you have a case of a sakin shal avod zara, they did shkita with. What's the locha negeti, a kosher food did a shkita with sakin shal avod zara? Says Rav, the locha is kailif, you do a case of a klipa. So the Gemara, why do a case of a klipa? What's he said? Machlokes is the case of a shkita hot or cold. The Gemara says, Bishlam, in the case over here, it's hot. That's when you need a case of klipa. The case is cold over here, Beshchito. If so, why need a case of a klipa for? Says the Gemara, Akav duchat de sakino, bola. Because the sharpness of the knife, there is balea. So we see over here, we have a deer of transferring, even though it's cold. I mean, the Beshchito is the case, it's warm over here, then it's warm over here, and therefore it's going one to another, Akav duchat de sakino. Pressure of the knife. That means Rashi is sorry, they took over here to get the balsam cold. Came to the sugya of Shari Sumbai Sakin Shal Shchita. First, the Geta, the sugya of Sakin, that comes out, we got the first three simple formulas that come out from this idea of Sakin. That means we know the sugya of Dovagosh. Machlokes, is there a chum of Dovagosh in Klisheni? The Amal says there's no such thing. The Taz over here says there is no such thing. Others want to argue in the sugya of Dovagosh. But speaks out the Taz, even the Taz, there is no chum of Dovagosh. When duchas the sakina and the double gush, come on to be machmer. Machmer kuloi. I mean, one chumo, a duchas and double gush. The second chumo that will come out over here, that over here we're saying the loch is a case of shishim. Back to shach. We're talking about a case of a knife over here, something hot over here, a sli. What's the loch in the gate at sli? Sli is netilo. So why the world is saying the loch is a case of shishim for? Shachas b'mitirotzim. The second tarot, he says, why the shamus that is over here is chama butter, butter is fat over here. Loch of the tila by shalmin shamin is kuli shishim. His third tarot says the bliya is echnami is kalkush, but it's going inside the bosom that is shamin over here. Is a muscle shaman, which not like the Taz in Simon Kofay. But his first tarot, he says, it tells about Tayyus Sayyid. The loch is a gum, which the loch negated sleeve, is usually the loch is klipo, a loch negated sugar of sleeve, when to chitzakino, then the loch is mice, the case of kuloi. Case of kuloi. We have a chum over here that even though it's sleeve of kalkush is klipo, the loch negated over here on a teal of etzem, loch over here, the case of kuloi. That's how we can possibly go with this terrace of the Shach. The Shach is pretty true to him. When people go to this way, the Chavadas, Chavazot, Miyadu, they want to go to Echanami in the case of Kuloi. The third Chumul will come out. We know there's a Locha called Tatogova, Logova, Mopstok, and Divine Bob. We pass it in Tatogova. Therefore, the bottom thing is cold. The Locha on top and bottom will all be a case of the Klippo. However, speaks out the Shach, it's called Chavei. If it's the case of the bottom is cold, however, you have a Dukha de Sakino, the case over here is Kuloi. That means it comes out three chumers and sakin. Dovagush, kuloi. The case of tzli, shnabilatila, he has kuloi. The case of here of togovar, a case of kuloi, not a case of klipo. Three chumers that come out. Now, first, how do you define the case of dukhadiskina, pressure of a knife? The words are a knife. What about a fork? So, look at a fork also together. You take a fork and you stab something. Is that dukhadiskina? So, the Dakar Chuba brings down a shut, rivon shneitoch. Very appropriate name, shneitoch. You come all the beings down, they said over here, it's pressure. Pressure means schneitig is Yiddish for cutting, right? Both don't know. So the mice, you come over and say, the case over here of stabbing with a fork, mice is nichelik. The case over here is nichelik category of pressure over here. Therefore, example, instead of the swarm will bring it down, the arch will bring it down. The person goes over to a sour pickle jar, takes a fork, stabs to get the sour pickle, gets sour pickle, tries to get out, falls right down again. So what happened? You just now have a sour pickle that the clump will get the siri over here. How to do the klombosri, you have to know if I know where the place is, what is mice, it's a sap, it's a fleshik, it's a sakin over here. There's no difference. The Rabbi Hofstadter, he brings down the loch, he says, ladak a fork. Sometimes you see people taking the schnitzel, they take the spoon, they cut it. Right? You know, some ladies don't have knives over here, or for whatever reason, they take it and cut. Same idea over here. Maybe you take an ice cream, and you scrape it, and also the spoon over here. It's also a case of pressure. I saw one say, not saying that way, I asked him why, it wasn't clear the answer I got. Pasha Shemi, the loch is what? Any pressure. It's not din yuchad and sakin. It din what? In cutting. What's cutting? A fork when you stab it, a spoon when you cut it. Over. Same idea. A similar thing that's caused when you use steel wool, semer plata, and you clean something very well. Then you realize, oh my gosh, I just cleaned something very well. It's flesh, you can dump it in the middle of things. So where? Is that these bristles over here? What?
If there's pressure, it should have pressure.
Sorry? Steel wool, you clean it, usually use a regular sponge. Steel wool, when you come to scrape things on, so come along with Strobachi one time, Nichol, the category of the Skino. From Zaman's argue, as Pesin was from the Mahal, Nichol, get up Doko. From Zaman also says you have false teeth, and you bite. Your teeth have a bite of also the Halach and the Ghetto, Dukhat the Skino, the Ghetto Pesach. Because that's Mamish, that's Doko, that's pressure over your cutting. So first of all, we see the idea of dukkha, not me dafka knife. Void the other, even the other way around. Let's say you take a knife and you mix butter. No dukkha there, it's kosher. We come along about a shulchan bringing down to Shlomo Kluger. Let's say it's chelov over here. It's very easy over here. Something that's very soft. There's no pressure over there. Use a knife, but there's no pressure. It goes right through. Bringing down the isiveta aruch, you have even a tapuch tzli. You have a baked apple and you cut it with a knife. It says isiveta aruch. That's not dukkha zesakino. That means you use a knife with cottage cheese. With cream cheese, vino levana, there's no pressure over there. That means the knife is not lukul, not lukumma. The sanctuary, the utensil, has to be something that's sharp, that does pressure over here. If over here it's a knife, it cannot be dukkha, it can be a case spoon that is dukkha. The point over here is pressure from a utensil, that is the klum of dukkha de sakino. It's very sharp, the blade, that's cutting it.
It's
a sharpness of the sharpness of the pressure of the knife. They do speak out, Ichnami, let's be clear. That means everyone says you take something and you mash potatoes, right? That's not a knife. It has to be something you cut. Right? So either the sharpness is cutting it, but it has to be something that you need, not pressure. And it doesn't mean pressure versus to get to a sheikh checking it. You need the idea of not pressure, that in the sharpness of the blade, after the duch of the sakina, the sharpness or the pressure, either one should make a difference. That's what transfers the taste over here. I'm not talking about shaving the two options over there. It means the sharpness, that you need a knife to cut it. You can't take a popsicle and cut your chicken. I mean, it's true that you put enough pressure, you can, but then that'll be a chlam, then we get a knife over here.
So soft ice cream would be different?
Soft ice cream, use a knife, will not be a problem. Won't have dukkah, correct. Vidal Levana will not have a problem. Cottage cheese will not have a problem. Cream cheese will not have a problem. All things are good. Now, the get when you use a knife, there's a machlokes taz and shaft. You said to get a ram inchi le ram inchi. I mean, taz was being like, I'm shlam meis to be machmer, shaft says to be mekel. According to the kasha, we already discussed in the early in the sermon over here on Sefala. Over there, the price can be more machmer on the guest than Yehuda. It just got you as a kasha from different sugars to be machmer. And why are you being mekel? Says Yeshua Chalik. Again, the sermon is discussing a shalva de raisa. And we're discussing a sugar de rabbonon. There's more reason to be mekel in our sugar than the case of Sefala. Now, the person can do speak out. Usually, the idea of learning how many is you can't tell, but our knives, you pick them up, you can look very close, you usually tell. And that says the Yadud about the Shulchan Abadi, you don't have the Shiloh Rami and Loyami, just look at it very closely, tell exactly where you cut the with the knife on this thing over here, see how much you have to Mashar against this knife over here. Now, in this halacha of Sakin, we have the Sugya of the safe ratio of the Mechaber with the safe of the Mechaber. That means the ratio of the Mechaber is costing a sack and it's Ben Yomai. The safe of the Mechaber is costing the sack was Enim Ne Yomai. When it's Ben Yomai, you always have to worry about two things. You have a case over here of the Bayah of the Blias, and you have a Bayah beside the Mamoshes. Mashingo is Enim Ne Yomai. You get the Blias, is nice and Tamil of Gam. You do not have to worry about it. The only thing you left to worry about is the gate of Sugar of the Shamdunas. That's the two cases over here. What comes out, the Mechaber said the gate of the ratio, it's Shishim. Why am I worrying about the blias? My shaking the safer. Luckily, it's klipa. You're only worrying about the shamdunas. Now, there's an obvious question. In the ratio, we're saying that the sugar is shishim over here. First of all, why is it negate the sugar should be shishim and the sugar of netila? Why? What happened to netila? Why the shamdunas over here? At least say the case over here of klipa. That means mechabla says shishim and blankets. Same in the shishim. What happened to the klipa and netila over here? The Taz and Shach that bring down the box of the Echnami Lacha Shishim, they ask why, if the case over here of Had over here discussing, if so, the Sugar of the Sli is what? Kufay Siv Zayin, we say the look is Sli is the Tila and Shishim. So what happened over here? So come along the way that Taz wants to answer, he ends off and says, even though the word of the Klipa is on the Mechaber, on the Sefer, discussing the Sugar when it is not Ben Yoimoy, Echnami, the word Klipa is going back also on the ratio. So the ratio says Shishim. Now, end of klipa, the same as the klipa is going back also on the ratio. You always have to worry about over here also the sugya of sli and the shamdunas over here. Therefore, the chagur shmuel and the chachmuzam or chashukhan says, what's the loch over here? The loch is not just shishim in the ratio, because something that's had over here with the sakin, it's shishim and the case of klipa. In fact, the achrayim, shishim and klipa, if you wrote that on the test by the tila, you will get a minus one. Why? So, what's the loch by sli? It's shishim and the tila. So how in the world can you say the local is Shishim and Klipo? So the Prim Gadol wants to say Echnami says the word Klipo is lav dafka the Mechaber. The Mechaber is Shugid Lishna the Rabbeinu Paris Makat. Echnami means the case of Netila. On the test you will pass away. But Echnami, fine, he says Shugid Lishna, that's not the point of it. Shishim and Netila. Creation goes this way. Chavadasi, I do the same thing, Shishim and Netila. So it comes out at the end of the day, the gift, the ratio was coming out, we're saying Nishishim plus something. Some say the word Klipo, some say it's Netila over here. It's Shishim plus something over here. And that's a ratio. The get to the Sefer, over here we're talking about a 20 something that's hot, and the sack that's Enim Ne Yomai. If it's Enim Ne Yomai again, the get to the Blias, we're not worried about that because next time will come. Masha Enke, the get to the Klipo, the Shamdunus in the case of Klipo over here. The question is, when you have Shamdunus, you're saying sack in this Kuloi, because Duchen Sakino, by case of Sli, so why do I need a case of Shishim over here? Why did the Chaber, I mean, on the ratio, the question is, why do we leave out Klipa Netila? And the same question is, why do we leave out Shishim? Everyone thinks the reason why he left out Shishim for a while, because by Tzli, the loch is only be a case of a little bit over here. By Tzli, we're saying what's the loch, that's Kuloi, by case of Dorcho. What happened to Shishim over here? There's no effect on Gnodach Reinim. So I come along the back, he wants to answer. But it cannot be only a case of Klipa. Why can we have a case of Mashu, the Thimut Tatap is a Mashu, the Gmob Sachm, the Vayim Vov, by Shani Sicho? like Kedah Shicha, Mashi Ba'amud, only case of a klipo, it also only case of a klipo. Bechadish, Bechach Mazadam, but Ikil Pashim go, that since the Gedah over here is only a Mashu, Shanei Sicha, therefore the Gedah is a case over here of only a klipo. For example, let's say over a practical situation, a person uses butter spray on the pan, they're supposed to use a pan spray that's powerful, they use a butter spray. Then they have over here, what does it get over here? What's the shit that's coming out of here? It's only a spray, it's only a mashu. It'll not be a case of shishim, the case only a situation of klipo. People want to say lavdak, people want to say natilo, but pashu be a case over here of klipo. Atzada Sheni, we did a task slowly, he did not say that. At the end of the day, he says the nafkamina is klipo, but he says no. Betza be need shishim and klipo. However, the isim mashu that's here, once you take off klipo, the klipo is shishim versus the mashu that's over here. So you really need shishim and klipo. But practically, that is only klipa, because klipa is shishim over here versus the thing itself. So it comes out at the end of the day, either most of them say only klipa, loshna, gemara, why, because shani is something that's an ishim masu, shani is sikh, ishim masu, klipa. Well, the task is over, no, we need shishim, and every klipa is the case of shishim. What does the shach come out? They point out the shach in the Kodachov test on the page, he says, aloch is klipa. Why the get over here? Gemara, sochim, ishim masu. Come over in the Kursi Kesev, on the task, he says, Vada, what I wrote over here, Vada, I agree with you over here. The halacha is, I'm miscalculating, saying shishim and klipa, but every klipa is a case of shishim. He switched. He went to the halacha of being a case only a klipa, case of shishim and klipa, but every klipa is a case of shishim. Bichadosh, I brought up people called him, he says on this Tazan Shach, he said the Tazan is correct. And the Shach, Kim Shigel, Shach, Shim, and Chleza Makir. You know it, Bichleza, you're right the first time. You start correcting you up your words, you make a mistake where, stick to what you said over here on the page over here. I used to find at the end of the day, it did not make much of a difference. The loch and the gate with any ben yomai, the loch is only the case of a klipa. Now, again, why did a klipa for? It's not the shamdunas. The other question is, the gate to our knives. Knives in general, do we have to worry about the shamdunas on the knives? The shach says that again, we know that a stam, a plate, or stam, a pot, we have a nice and clean. But stam, a sakin, has shamdunas, kosh, shalom, and if you have to worry about the shamdunas. Now, that's why I said the zman of the shach. What zman is there? Do we have to worry that our knives are nice and dirty? If it's any neyema, you cut something hot, you have to worry about the single wheel of klipo. It's on the shamunus on top. So come on the Pesach Chuva and Simon Yod. Pesach Chuva is a few hundred years ago. Called the Perch Mat Iron. Dr. Chuva also being done by us, Simon Tagdalov. And he wants a taina. Our knives are dirty. Look at them, pretty clean. It seems like over time, that either you say it's negative form, we're more mephonic, or you say nicer, we clear more about our genes. Or you can say we have better ways of cleaning things over here. Whatever reason, it comes out that most of our utensils, even our knives, they want to stop or clean. He does end off like Shuvah, because Shuvah, the Parakmat Aaron, a call of him, a claim of a shaitai. I mean, he speaks out an example. Depends where you find the knife. If you just use a knife, you left on the counter, and you come back an hour later, you use a knife. On the counter, usually you assume it's dirty. Mashenkin, you go over to your drawer, Sarafaldi, you take it out of the drawer. The drawer, you have a right to assume it's clean. That's the fee. Where it is, the mokum is. Where they point out, the fee shaita depends maybe whose house you're living in. If you're living in the bacher zero, you have no right to assume anything anywhere the mice is clean, usually, unless they come from very meticulous clean houses. And also the certain houses, you assume they're clean unless the kids are on the house over there. So you have to take in to the getters. What's the local stam house? Stam sakin? The get the shach, the stam sakin, where the mice are dirty. The get to us, we do not have the klal of the shach, we have the klal called seichel. You have to use our head a little bit and be practical. Where you have, what's around, what's the situation. Economy, where it is on the counter, usually it's dirty. The drawer usually is clean. So once you have the cloud, what's the gear to our sack, you took it out of the drawer and you cut the other main ones. And if it's, I see most houses, my sense clean, and if you would not need a situation of klipo. Well, he speaks out the Archa Shulchan and Dr. Chuva. You take out the smoke of the knife, the mice, you cut something with the fleshiks. The question, you need a case of a klipo or not. Says the Archa Shulchan, when a person comes to you and tells over the story, you got to ask him, why is your knife milchiks? Who really cuts anything that's really milchiks with a knife? Most of us don't not cut our pizza with our knives, right? Most of us are not chashuv enough. But cutting it, depends soft or hard. Usually we have a butter knife. That means the sharp knife is usually not cutting our butter. So how many times are you really using, a guy got married 2 months earlier, you have to cut something. When is your knife really milk? I mean, can I get married 2 months? You know, you ask me a shayla, my milk knife, why is it milk for? You can't figure out why it's milk for. It doesn't really mean it handles at all. But even after a couple of years, you have 15 knives in the drawer over here. And maybe one of them you cut lasagna, maybe not sure why. So are you really sure you have another knife? So you have to also speak to them in Mavar that usually when you cut these things also, usually it only comes flesh, milking spits out of chumash shavai. What are you cutting? You're cutting pizza or lasagna that's halakhically shiny. I was calling it usually a klivishim. Usually, marketable. Depends. So, Maisa, if that's so, so it comes out, what exactly is it knife usually milk is for? So you have to first address why the milk is. If it's milk, then you have your mouth. It's sacrifice clean over here. Now, the case we are discussing, we have cutting your hot meat with a milk knife. That's the case of your bosser sachas. Come on the shaft of Mina Isabet Arch. Discuss what happens when the meat mice is cold. It's fun to point out in Betzim there are really four different cases you can have to get when you take your meat that you're cutting over here with the case of here that's a milk and knife. You can have a case over here where the meat is resachas, Machab's case. You can have a case over here where the meat the mice is warm, not resachas, or klisheni. You could have a case over here where the meat mice is cold. Or you can have a case over here where the meat is very hard, a double kosher. Four different cases. They seem to have different halachas over here. First, again, with the case over here that meat is resachas, milk and knife, the mice said that the Machab said very simple. It's shishim on the meat, and that goes over here. When it's shishim, it's ben yoimai. The mice and knife, you have to go cash over here. The mice, why is that so? Shach has three reasons. Why the case of your shishim? That's simple. The case is a case of a klisheni, or something that's warm. Speaks out the Ramah, this whole talocha is owned by klisheni, by klishim. Mash egin by klisheni, what's the locha? He said the boser is klipo, the sakin is the itzin go cash. Obvious question is, everyone knows that Amor did not hold a klisheni. How in the world did he come along with saying the mice have to be marked by the boser and on the second when we know that Amor but Yev did not hold a klisheni? So, Terry says, Amor Chulin, Dach Hasan Reis. The Gemara says, the Geter Duchro, what's the locha? Duchro the Sakino, take a second shell of a Zara, do a case of Shechito. The Gemara says, Agro Duchro, in the case of where that's warm, mice come on to be marked. Keep klisheni. So we have a clear case, and the cliché to be machmer went by Dukko, with Gamda was Mekel all over, the true is Mekel over, but not together with the good Dukko, but in that case, in the case of Lipo. That's the Gemara's case. Okay, but the Gemara said, after the schema, not the Shemus, that's the Shemus on top of it, after the Bliya Shemar. After the Bliya. The other Swam speak out, where the case of it is cliché, or the case of something is warm over here, and that's. The case of this, they say, it's just like the sheni, according to the shach, when the mother's getting being warm over here, has a locha of bus in the case of klipo, the sakin is the case of nitz over here. They do say, bizman hazeh, let's say your sakin is clean, we should have knives are clean, and it's any of the yamai, we won't have this chumra over here. What can any of the yamai, the tamakam, the mice is clean over here, the mother's being machmer on the stam sakin, or ben yamai. Otherwise, in numerous cases, the get us, doesn't have the chumra more. The other sakins are cleaner when they're not bending away. Next case, let's say the boss over here is cold. You're cutting with duch and the sakino. Still, come on the chof masodim. It's about to arach. And still said the correct thing to do a case of a klipo. Why? Because that's what we think tomorrow. The Gemara says what happens. If it's cham, it's very good. What's a klipo? If it's zainain, I'm duch and the sakino bala. What's about zainain? Also, need a case of klipo. So again, the Gemara has two little shinies over there, but Maisa said that the words of the Chachmazon was Medina is mutter, but it's still a case of a klipo. The gate to the sakin, that's because of the Chachmazon, Maisa just clean it well, wash it very well, only in the food is a case of a klipo. Now the Chachmazon speak out, it's Yadhudo, Manashulch, and others, they bring down the Loch and Simen Samach Tess, by the figure of you cut Shchito, and you have on the knife dam. You leave the dam around, it congeals on top of the knife. Therefore, the loch is in the itza on the knife over here. So wash off right away, don't wash off right away. You have to do the itza on the knife. The other Swami said the same thing over here. You take a knife, you cut something cold over here. You cut your cream cheese, your gvina levana, you leave it on the counter, and the congeals on top of it. Now you have bayah the sakin because it's sugar of the itza to get it off. I mean, a lot of times we ask the Rav Shiloh, like, oh my god, I did something, and you wait a half hour now to get a hold of it off. Don't clean it right away. Now you have a problem, it would have been mutter, but now you have to do the case of the itza. Now, to get to the sugya of the itza, we're saying you have to cut something. The correct thing is to do a clip on the boster, using the knife to wash it, don't wash it away, congeal the top of the itza. Now, to get to the itza, it's not a sugya right now, but there is a mavucha among the chayim, the steel will work for the itza. The mavucha is usually to get to the itza is coming to even take out the blias before inside, a little bit amount of blias. I think in this case, there's no shiloh. The bottom is man said that we have to deal with three things very well. It cannot be, in this situation, as far as I can tell, the sugya, mice, can also not do the itza 10 times the ground, 10 different places over here. You don't have to do that. Mice said, take steel wool, clean it very well. That's not a problem. Same sugya, once it's congealed on top, it cleans it. You look at it afterwards, it's very clean, the knife over here. The fourth level over here is we have a cutting a gvina kosher that's the same name. That's what the shach gvina is at Oroch. It's very hard. Over here he says the look is that the sack and the mice needs the itza medinoi, and not in the case of a doch over here. Now the question is, what are we saying over here that it's very hard? The words of the shach is gvina kosher. So pash the words of the shach is gvina kosher. Hard cheese. That means very hard Swiss cheese. Something that's hard over here. Therefore, Hashem is by the Shulchan, others bring down, that means meat mice is mortar, even though meat you have to cut. Meat will not get it, or once cold, the case of the itza on the sakin. Only over here will have it, something that's very hard. Like I might see that Shem Kalsi, the same Dama Kharif, Montana, he cut butter, also has the same thing, because it's called hard. Butter is hard. Really nearly. It sounds like Gvina Kosher means Gvina Kosher. Might be told upon the same Machlok Yvan 7 pay test, wait 6 hours, by what's the definition of Gvina Kosher, but it sounds like something that has to be very hard. And not something that no can cut very easily like butter over here. So it comes out, when you get to cutting something with a knife over here, it comes out when you cut something that's hot, the loch is you need hot golo. Cut something that's warm, the loch is you need the itzah. Something that's cold, the loch is, it depends, if it's very hard, needs the itzah. If over here the case is you wash, if not, you wash it right away, congeal, still need the case in itzah. I think with Manazer, the Gerta Avstir will work the case in Ita in this situation, we're only worrying about the Shamunus on top, not the Gerta the Blias. The Paschim will bring down the Sugar of Domagosh. That means you had about Riches and Kofei. I come along the Achronim and discuss different things along the Gerta Domagosh. The Gerta Miyuchad Dukhad Sakino. What comes out that you realize when you have a Klisheni, there really are three levels. First, you have a Klisheni which is Machlaikis. Build upon a klisheni, you have a kaiti klisheni and a double gush, even more machmer. Then you have something that's klisheni, that's a double gush, that's tukhid a zekino, even more machmer. That means make it simple. Chok was on the paskins. What's a klisheni, you make up a hefsir. What's a klisheni and a double gush, he said hefsir bubo. What's klisheni, double gush, a dukhid, he said osir. Very simple. My shulchan does come back the same thing. He says what's klisheni, it's hefsir, klisheni and a double gush, he said hefsir bubo, klisheni, double gush, a dukhid, tzarachim. Drop less. Mice, you have to realize the Ramah argues in all three. The Ramah does not hold the case of Davgush, not the case over here of Dukka, not the case over here of Klisheni. Except he says when you have all three, that's Klipo. That's what he does say. Klipo, why? That's the case over here of Agadok and Skina, Kolov, case of the Sakashal of Zoro. Now, to go through the Sugya Ian, who already did, just what comes out in the gate over here. That means again, we have a case of klisheni, we case of double gush. The gate of klisheni, what came out, we said about it quite a few times. Mice in the gate of mechavda more by klisheni, they are mekel b'diavet. The taz and shachar mice are machmen klisheni. How much to be machmen the shachar is machmen klipo. The taz and machmen kuloi. When to machmen the shachar is machmen less than hefsim rubo. The taz and machmen less than hefsim rubo double kosher. The gate of double gush, what came out, the Amal Maisa is Makel, and the Taz over here is Makel by double gush, Taz goes like Aramah. Like everyone knows, Yam Shushlam and Maisa is Machmer. Came along over here, the Taz says, yes, I am Makel double gush, but I have a double gush with Dukka, then I'm Machmer. That's the Taz over here. Yeah, Yahudu Chokmazodim, they pass from here, double gush, again, and Dukka, then we're Machmer. Now, a couple of Pitzkashu over here on this idea brings down 2 points. Two in Yom over here. First of all, he says, we're discussing klisheni. What's the lochan negir to klishlishi? So it brings down brackets. By now, I think everyone knows, some slaves are always in brackets because the first Madhuri did not have it. Other Madhuri is added in. They always put in, come out the whole tshuva, the Yisrael Shavoy, because not think other people had a some slaver. So this is some slaver, and the Priya Chodesh brings down, says to be machmer in a klishlishi, like klisheni, not to machalik, unless they have some rubah of eats for his latter. Maisa, if you get to the end of Pesachet Shuvah, it says, "Hamar Mishlano ain Noigem Kain." We're not noigem that way. Klishlishi, we are Mekel. That means even in Shabbos, those who are being Machmer, Klishaini, and Kalei Bishul, we're not sure what things are. Some Kalei Bishul, by Klishlishi, Bekel the place, but Mekel is less than Vade Kalei Bishul. My advice for Mekel, Loshar Chashukan over here is, "Kol ha place can Mekel Klishlishi." The words of Vodnery writes, "Kumuduma Minigal Eilam." Minigal Eilam Klishlishi is not to have the Chumdah Sam Sefer. one important insight in Pesach Tshuva. The second insight is how do you define Dava Gush? That means to get to Dava Gush, it's much like this. Mice is true, the Tazim of the Mice is Mekel. However, Hilkha Shabbos, the Mishmur Magavam, bring down three Machmer. It's the Mishmur Ches, the Machmer Dava Gush. That means number one, Mishmur Magavam is not going like Ramah. Number two, the Yam Shlomo, who is Machmer against Ramah, so the Chavadas only by the Sinis Tam, not by Shabbos. Came along Magavam to argue the point, says even by Shabbos. That means it's not like a Taz over here, that says to be Machmer only with Dufna Sakino. That means Magavam and Shmur going not like Ramah. Not like Tavadas, not like the Taz, they are being Machmer. If so, once we are Machmer, we have Mishnah this way, what defines the definition of the Dava Gush? Speaks out the Pesach Tshuva. Example, let's say you have a salad inside a liquid. It means very simple, you have chicken soup, liquid, that has a carrot inside. This carrot is a salad. Is that has a chumra of a Dava Gush? It's inside a klisheni. We have a chumra over here. What's a second example, you have a knedel, also inside a soup. Is that a chumra of a Dava Gush over here? That means since the soup conforms to the bowl, do you say in this situation loses the chumra Dava Gush or not? So come along over here, the Pesach Tshuva brings down the Seles L'mincha, which is the Minchas Yaakov, Rishem the Teres L'Oshim, which is the place of Yontif, and brings down the Halacha to Maisa to be Mekel. Mekel. Why? What do you Mekel? What's the Sort of Mechalik? So you read the Taz over here, where's the Mekot with Machmed Dava Gush? He has two Mekaris, the Isavet Aruch and the Yamshu Shleimo. They come with two different svaras. The Nafkamina is in this case. The way the Yamshu Shleimo says it over, he says something that's solid retains heat. That means you take a potato out of the chillit, you give it to your 4-year-old or your 2-year-old, whatever it is, they come along and then you want to eat it. So what do? You cut it to 10 small pieces. You wait a minute or two, it cools down. You just leave it on your plate over here for 10 minutes, so the out will be, and you don't cut it, will happen. The outside will be cold. You cut it, give it to the kid, it gets hot, it's burnt. That means something that's solid retains heat. That's your side. The side of Isabet Orech has come from places of Shabbos and Beis, is why? Because since we don't have walls to cool it down. Once your walls to cool it down, has it get a Fisheni down the Chum of a Dava Gush? What's not coming on? We have walls to cool it down. Very simple. If you have the case of the carrot inside the soup, if you say the thing retains heat is the salad of the Yamshu Shleimo, it should be a problem. However, the Minchas Yaakov, pointing to places Yotiv, on the Sunday side, Shabbat is what? They have no walls to cool it down. Once you have the carrot that's inside the soup and submerged inside the soup, over here, and you have walls, the mice to cool it down, it conforms to the bowl there, mice can be makele. The walls cool it down. Right, and therefore the whole, everything inside of it, no matter what's inside. So mice are at the end, they've been ick in the place, that's why I think all the mice are make like this kachuba, and come and see the Ezra Kankiewski in that way. Mice are supposed to be makele, and say this halacha, that we go with these stage away, and once the walls cool it down, the mice say it should be no problem. One last point is how to get to the sugar of Agola, a big maksha things. And in this situation where you have a milk spoon, you're cutting over here a half piece of meat. How to be maksha it? Says Machaber, you maksha with the case of Agola. Agola. Now, the question is, when you maksha things, we know the clouds can lay a cat ball time. Something goes into water, you maksha it through Agola. Goes through Aish, you maksha it through Libun. So if so, this is not going through water. It should be Maksha over here with the case of Libun. Why in the world is Mechaber saying to be Maksha with the case of Agola? It didn't go through in with water, went through heat. And he'd have a Kasha through heat through the case of Libun. So you fact that when instead of people going to a very important site to get to Agola, we say Kablai Kapolti has to be with the case of Libun, there's Ish there. When it went through Ish, you Maksha through the case of Ish. When it's through heat, Echami Agola might send enough. Even the person can speak out, this people got him, from this Mechaber, you say from our Mechaber. All over, they discuss this question. And everyone says, this Machaber, we see a Seid Shabbai, that things go through heat, Hagala works. Go through Eish, you need a case of Lipa. Go through heat, Echlami Maiz, Hagala Maiz works. By Bez Hashem, on Sunday, we finish off the Simen. Then we have a Chazaro on Kavav, Kuzayin, Zay Gimel, Tadal, Zay Kay over here. As everyone, I think, remember, all the time in Chazaro, this is when you acquire everything. You start putting things together. You finally understand, oh, that's really meant. Now I understand what's going on over here. Basically, you're not, but not. Like, that's okay. Mamash is intertwined over here. And then Mamash is mavucha, or a little bit of confusing until you get a clue. Once you get a clue, it's very simple. So, fine. So, one of the things you might see that you have to work upon, spend time on. And people ask me always, how do you remember things without Chazara? Is there any shortcuts? If you know, please tell me. I don't know any other shortcut besides Chazara, but if anyone finds a shortcut, I beg you, share with us, please. Otherwise, that's a lot of trouble.